The Elkhorn Elks Hall was the venue for another very successful fashion show organized by Samantha Cluett, owner of Samantha's Boutique. The event was a fundraiser for the Elkhorn Early Learning Center, ELC. A large crowd filled the hall to attend the high tea-inspired event. Why high tea? Because Samantha always wanted to do something with this theme. With the help of many talented friends, family and ELC staff, the date was set and the planning began. The menu included finger sandwiches with fillings of cucumber and lemon cream cheese, as well as ham and smoked gouda with cranberry orange jelly. Chicken and grape salad was served on croissants, and cheddar cheese with roasted red pepper topped the crackers. And no traditional tea would be complete without scones served with butter and jam. While the sandwiches were served buffet style, at each table was a wonderful variety of sweets. Shortbread, mini pastry tarts topped with fresh fruit, decorated sugar cookies, lemon bread and mini chocolate cupcakes, all on traditional three-tiered trays. Tables were covered with lace tablecloths, teapots with fresh flowers and baby's breathe, china teacups and a guide to high tea etiquette. While everyone enjoyed the tasty treats, tea and coffee were served, and for those wanting a cooler beverage, a cash bar was available. Proceeds from the bar were donated to the ELC. 15 models walked the runway sporting fashions from Samantha's Boutique. While some had modeled in the past, there were a few new faces to the runway. Models wore the newest spring arrivals to the boutique, versatile pieces suited to women of any age and body type. Between the sets, attendees had the opportunity to view and bid on the children's artwork. Each child attending the Elkhorn Early Learning Center created and titled a piece of artwork. Over 30 pieces were available to be auctioned off, with all proceeds to the center. Attendees also had a chance to purchase tickets on a progressive 50-50 draw. The 50-50 draw will be made at the Touch a Truck event on May 25th at the Elkhorn Agricultural Grounds. This is another fundraising event for the center. The grand prize for the evening was a $250 gift card from Tribal. Anyone trying on a Tribal clothing brand outfit was eligible to enter the draw. Other gift cards were awarded for door prizes, bingo card winners, and to the person who came closest to guessing how many jelly beans were in a jar. Board members of the ELC spoke about their plans for the future in the new building and expressed appreciation to the community for their support in the fundraising efforts. They also had available a wish list of items which could be donated for their center. This included a variety of craft supplies, toys, kitchen and outdoors items. At the conclusion of the evening, everyone was invited to Cluett's shop to check out the fashions and try on any pieces that were modeled, or to purchase permanent jewelry. This jewelry is a piece that is delicately welded together right on your body. It is claspless and designed to be worn 24/7, so permanent for as long as you want. Various styles of chain are measured to fit your wrist, ankle, neck, wherever you want to wear it, and welded as you have it on. Cluett thanked all her family and friends who helped make the evening a great success.